There's one word to it, which is called, in German, it's called Leichtigkeit, which is lightness in English. But Leichtigkeit means more, and in German it means lightness and simplicity. I mean, my goal is always to make not things only lighter in terms of weight, but also simpler, more intuitive. Also, if you talk about products, everything, it's much harder to make things lighter and simpler than to leave them difficult and heavy.
That's Benedict Boom, the CEO of Dynafit, a maker of high-end skiing, mountaineering, and hiking gear. For him, Leichtigkeit is a key quality for his business culture and products. And he's a firm believer that digitalization is the only way to make it happen. But Leichtigkeit is a concept that served him well in his other life, as a record-breaking climber and skier of Himalayan peaks. In that harsh environment, lightness and simplicity can mean the difference between life and death. Today, many small and medium-sized businesses are facing their own kind of life and death struggles. The smart ones are employing digitalization to up their agility, speed, customer insight, and cybersecurity. You could call it Leichtigkeit. This is Kevin Delaney for Cisco Tech Beat. I spoke with Benedict about the impact of digitalization on his business and how cloud collaboration tools and confidence in his security are changing how Dynafit develops products and interacts with customers. For additional insights, I reached out to Bidhan Roy, Managing Director and Head of Commercial and Small Business for Asia Pacific, Japan, and China, and to Carlos Torales, Cisco's Managing Sales Director for Small and Medium Business in the Latin America region. Both referenced a new IDC report commissioned by Cisco, the 2020 Small Business Digital Maturity Study. It surveyed 2,030 respondents in 8 markets around the world and painted a picture of a massive segment, 47% of global GDP, that's struggling with the challenges of the pandemic and changing market pressures, but which stands to benefit tremendously from the lightness and simplicity that only digitalization can bring. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Great to have you with us today, Benedict. It's an honor. You've scaled and skied as well some of the most challenging peaks in the world and survived extremely perilous conditions, including avalanches, ultra cold temperatures, high winds, and more. Just to start, how have those experiences prepared you for running Dynafit and the challenges of the business world?
Yeah, first of all, thank you very much, Kevin, for the invitation. I'm really fascinated here talking from Greece directly with you in New York.
Our pleasure to have you.
First of all, what I took most from the extreme into the world of business, but also into my family life here with 3 kids, and I think, yeah, for my entire life is, if I really have to nail it down, is the art of omission. So really the art of leading away. And that means to really focus on what you need. When I started with my speed ascents on an 8,000 meter peak, for example, without supplemental oxygen, without chaper, without help, without support, basically with nothing than 6-7 kilograms, for example, like last fall in Nepal, where I climbed a 7,000 meter peak, Dalagiri, in a little bit more than 6 hours and skied it down, and I was back in base camp in less than 8 hours, where usually takes 2-4 days. That is the hardest part, to really say what is essential, what do I need in order to survive, and what is just, let's say, important. And not only that, but also to create that perfect state of flow. And I think this is very much our topic today, digitization, which in the end makes our life easier. That's what it meant to be. And
you're talking about speed and agility in your record-breaking climbs on mountain peaks, and your products at Dynafit enable speed and agility for a climber or a skier. And what are some of the additional parallels with digitizing a business and how that's influenced your approach to creating these products and marketing them and selling them, et cetera?
Yeah, it's very much the same. I mean, we all felt it during the corona crisis where, for example, used... You know, just here, for example, when I just open my phone and I click on my on my little WebEx app, and suddenly everything opens up and I see five people from all over the world, and it just makes things easier and simpler. And I think that's what it's all about. I mean, we have these 24 hours, and this is another thing I learned during the extreme and unfortunately also the very sad hours and days I experienced it. This is something we have all in common. This life is, is coming to an end at a certain point. And we have these 24 hours day by day by day. And it's the question, how do we manage the time we have? And anything which can create that state of flow is bringing us forward. And that's what I expect from digitization, that it makes life easier.
Yeah, and you mentioned the pandemic. And that's hit small and medium sized businesses very hard around the world. But in a recent study that we ran with IDC, we learned that 70% of businesses worldwide are responding with increased digitization initiatives. And maybe you could talk a little bit more about how Dynafit has adapted during the pandemic.
I mean, the most interesting part was that a lot was already available. For example, we had all our subsidiaries worldwide connected through perfect Cisco WebEx rooms, which are perfectly installed, always the most modern technology and everything. But nobody used it. Everybody, and excluding myself, rather got on the plane and was visiting and waiting again for the next. But suddenly we were forced to it, all of us. I mean, worldwide, all employees. And that was, I think, the number one experience that suddenly you were used to it. And I just experienced, probably like all my colleagues, how simple it is and how it actually works.
We were going to ask you about culture change in an organization. And that's another thing that came up in our survey. Sometimes the resistance to change is a challenge. And something unforeseen, adverse conditions like the pandemic, for example, really forced people to make those changes a lot faster than they normally would have, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the speeding factor was the great advantage that we come from a classical B2B business model. So we sell to our dealers all around the world, no matter if it's in a typical one in North America would be REI or whatsoever, and they sell again to the end customer. But suddenly that changed a lot also. I mean, of course, it changed over the years, the past years, but during the pandemic, suddenly we felt also that this direct approach to the consumer was something which was asked for. I mean, also from our consumers, they wanted to talk to us while many of our dealers were closed. And we wanted, of course, to stay in touch with them. And that's something beautiful, that we suddenly have this direct line to our consumers and this technology, all this digital technology which is available. But for the second beautiful factor was really that we got much closer to our end consumer, which I think would have taken another, 2 years. And this was just, just becoming much, much faster through the pandemic.
As Benedict stressed, the challenges of the pandemic highlighted the need for digitalization in all new ways. And cloud was a key element, providing the agility, cost effectiveness, and business resilience that enabled organizations to adapt. Here's Bidden Roy on the critical importance of cloud for small to medium businesses, a fact supported by the Cisco IDC study, in which cloud was a top investment across all stages of digital maturity.
This is a very consistent theme that has come in across four different stages of digital maturity that we defined, that I was talking to you about, be it stage one or stage four. Cloud has been a top technology that's been identified by SMBs, and not at all surprising, because we could see that cloud is definitely giving across this nimble-footedness, the flexibility, the agility that we talked about. And given that SMBs operate in an environment which is challenging, which is where working capital is limited, they have to really prioritize things very, very clearly, do not have that extra budget to throw in. So cloud definitely comes across on the top of the mind. What promise does it bring across? This is not just going to get across their solutions faster into the market, that is reducing the time into the market. It is also going to help them in innovation and driving innovation internally, intrinsically. So I don't think there is a second thought about it, that cloud is just going to make their present better and even the future better.
Benedict Boom picks up on another top-of-mind concern in the Cisco IDC study. Another challenge that came up in our survey was around technology talent. Digital skills are a critical area where investment is needed, but top technology talent is hard to find, especially for smaller businesses. How do you approach talent acquisition at Dynafit?
Yeah, of course, we have these challenges as well, because our headquarters right now in Munich, and if somebody in Munich, there's a lot of, I mean, it's probably one of the hubs in Germany where you, or even in Europe, where a lot of people move, digital people, but then they not necessarily think about Dynafit, let's put it this way. And I think the main answer would be to this question is that we really invest into the brand. We shouldn't underestimate the brand power. Of course, a person who just thinks about, I don't know, the largest company, I don't know, would go to, I don't know, BMW or whatever, is based in Munich. But somebody who, I don't know, loves the mountains and really wants to make his or her passion, turn it into a living model, like I did, for example, then it's a different question. And
in the Cisco IDC survey, the Latin American region lagged in many digitalization initiatives. So Carlos Turrales has strong feelings about the need for SMBs to invest in their brand, their technology, and their talent. Though he's quick to add that investments in technologies like cloud and secure collaboration enable organizations to do more with less.
Small business with the pandemic, with the COVID, are realizing that the only way to survive is really embracing technology and digital capabilities, right? So I think that the pandemic is really challenging, you know, previous concepts. Today, small, medium business owners and leaders totally understand that the only way to survive is through technology, is really driving digital capability. So it's a matter of survival, right? So clearly, they need to prioritize investment, Kevin, to really bring new talent, young individuals, engineers into their organizations to really start improving processes, start improving systems, start testing applications to scale and bring productivity into their business. And absolutely something that business owners are going to be looking aggressively, it's a more OPEX models to integrate technology. So, you know, that's the reason we would see, you know, cloud technologies in Latin America. Service providers are going to take an important role, because one of the key factors that this company has been impacted is in their cash flows. So we would see the adoption of technology more in the OPEX model, so business owners can, you know, obtain some savings, so they can then prioritize on really bringing, hiring, developing talent to enable their organizations and start constructing, you know, that talent that is so critical.
Benedict adds his own thoughts on the impact of cloud.
I mean, the way we, I don't know, we created products and we sold them, and take the entire value chain, even the entire supply chain, how we made a product in the past, even 5 years ago, somewhere in a dark laboratory, maybe talking to a couple of dealers before and here and there, and trying to prepare as good as possible. Today, it's a totally different story. It became so easy. You just need to use these tools. For example, talking about customer before. Today, we do a survey. I don't know. One tool, SurveyMonkey, and we play together with a couple of partners. You involve your customers directly, your stakeholders. You ask them questions. You ask them directly where you want to go. You target these markets. You get perfect answers to your questions. The cloud, to describe it in my old-fashioned words, it's for me a little bit like the home. Okay, it's like coming home. So everything is you always know you have to go back to the cloud. It's back to the home base where you get everything out of it and inside, and the cloud just makes it so much easier, and you cannot grow without home, you know, without a solid base.
Looking forward, I asked Bid and Roy about the potent combination of cloud and emerging technologies like artificial intelligence and machine learning, and their growing impact on small to medium-sized businesses. And related to cloud, we saw in the survey that, probably not surprising, investments in AI and advanced analytics rise among the most mature organizations. But, you know, those kinds of technologies are going to be available via the cloud to many more kinds of companies in the future. So how can those emerging technologies help SMBs moving forward?
True. So, and this has come out very pronounced in certain markets, especially very mature markets in Asia Pacific, Japan and China. And come to think of it, really, the reason why AI and ML is gaining prominence is because of the kind of customer experiences that you and me as a consumer demand. And just imagine, like, a lot of these things which earlier companies used to deliver to us as consumers used to be a little bit of a trial and error. That particular thing has completely shifted to a very hard-coded machine learning, artificial intelligence, which is backed on data, information, and then converted it into insights and wisdom. Now, the good part of it is that earlier AI and ML used to be only available to a bigger company. Today, because of the way it has been delivered and because of obviously the prevalence of it is so widespread today, it is available to a small, medium business companies in their own context, in the bite size that they would like to consume. And that really makes this particular proposition very compelling for a small, medium business company that if I am focused on my customer, which 9.9 out of 10 times they are, then I'm just looking at my customer experience, how do I improve it? And the best thing that I can put forward is that how do I integrate learnings from AI and ML, or how do I integrate AI and ML tools? And if those are delivered on cloud, that's absolutely a terrific proposition. And then how quickly I bring it across to the market. So if you actually see, these are the pieces of the puzzle which are really coming together, and cloud is helping it drive at a very, very accelerated pace in small, medium business market.
Of course, as I mentioned to Benedict Boom, none of this progress and innovation is possible without robust end-to-end cybersecurity. Smaller businesses can have the most to lose from a cyber attack, but, you know, our study shows that this group invests in security the least, especially the less mature organizations. How do you view the security picture for businesses like Dynafit?
I would totally agree with the study, and also from my business, from my side, it's certainly the most undervalued risk, probably. In terms of cyber criminality, I mean, we even made our own experiences. We were blackmailed once. Where I don't know what I would call them, these criminals or pirates or whatever I want to call them, were stealing or hacking into our let's say very sensitive development data, and then blackmailed us. And in the end, we paid the money. I mean, we paid the money to get our data because suddenly everything was blocked, and it was in the end a very simple decision for me where we just said, hey, we have to pay because I mean every hour we don't get this data or it's unavailable, we cannot, we are totally, I mean, this costs more than anything. So we just have to do it. And it was really a wake up call, I would say, to protect our stuff better.
Carlos Torales adds his thoughts on the critical importance of cybersecurity for SMBs.
When you see Latin America, the adoption of security technologies in the small, medium business is really low. I would say that today, most of the cyber attacks today are targeting small, medium companies. So I would say that, Kevin, small, medium business companies are really realizing that security is not an option, especially now that they have a lot of people, you know, working from home. So they used to buy, you know, an isolated product. They felt like with the firewall was enough. Now they are living in a multi-cloud environment, developing or deploying digital capabilities. So I think the most important lesson, Kevin, is that they need to have a platform, an integrated solution, pretty much in the cloud, that is always, you know, ready with the most advanced capabilities.
Security and digitalization are simply too complicated and important to go it alone. That's why a trusted technology partner is essential. Benedict even likens that trust to what he looks for in a team ascending a Himalayan peak.
I think I would have the same expectation like with any partner. I mean, we are looking for long-term partnerships, and a long-term partnership always means trust. And trust for me means responsibility. That's nothing different than on a mountain. If I have partners at the mountain, I need partners to understand, let's say, the way I work, and I need to understand how they work. And with the partners, I even climbed into the death zone, into zones where I was not sure if you come back, if you come back at all, or if you come back alive, or with whatever. You need a great portion of trust, and you need to understand each other blind. And okay, we don't go as far, but of course, when I talk about long-term partnerships, I'm looking for somebody who understands us, but even more our customer, who goes that road together with us to really understand what are the needs and how we can best find a solution to the problems we have, or to make our business better.
So hey, this has been great, Benedict. What a fascinating conversation. You bring a whole unique angle to the whole conversation of technology change, and we really appreciate it. And, you know, just in closing, we're in a very challenging time between the pandemic and the global downturn. It's challenging for society as a whole, for small and medium businesses in particular. But looking forward, what is your best case scenario for Dynafit for the future?
Well, I think, with all that technology available, I think there's so much opportunity available, and there's every day full of opportunities, even more than I felt when I joined the business 17 years ago. I mean, everything is reinvented every day, and I think the next 10 years will be, I think it will be just totally amazing. I think most important is to really stay on the ball. I don't know. Do you say that in American? Stay on the ball.
So
stay
we do.
Close to the ball.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Not to keep. Yeah. Do you say the same? So to keep track and not to lose the ball, kind of thing. But if you stay there, and if you understand what's going on, and if you get close to your customer, and I think again, this is the biggest potential we have, and that's something which is changing at least dramatically in our business, that I think we just finished our business plan, or our roadmap, we call it, in strategy, 2030, and what we most see is again this massive transformation from going business to business towards directly to the customer. I think that's just an amazing chance, having said that. But still keeping the great relationships and partnerships with the customers we have today. Maybe not everybody will survive. I think we will see, we already are seeing a great shift here, which also means that a lot of go out of business of these leaders. On the other hand, there's new business models which create. All in all, I think there's an amazing future out there. We just need to grab it. That's it.
This is Kevin Delaney for Cisco Tech Beat. My very special thanks to Benedict Boom, Beaton Roy, and Carlos Torellis for some fascinating insights. And if you'd like to learn more, check out the 2020 Small Business Digital Maturity Study on Cisco.com. If you'd like to hear more Cisco Tech Beat podcasts, subscribe through your favorite podcast platform, and feel free to leave a comment. We'd love to start a discussion.